This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Christians must close the doors to the jealousies, envy, and gossip that divide and destroy our communities. That's what Pope Francis stressed in his homily at Mass in the Santa Marta guest house Thursday morning. The Pope's remarks take on added meaning because today marks the sixth day of prayer for Christian unity, which culminates Saturday with the celebration of Vespers presided by Pope Francis in the Rome Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. In his homily, Pope Francis reflects on the day's first reading, which recalls the victory of the Israelites over the Philistines thanks to the courageous actions of the young David. But King Saul's joy over the victory soon turns to sadness and jealousy when he sees the women praising David for killing Goliath. And like Cain, the worm of jealousy and envy begins to insinuate itself in the king's heart, and he decides to kill David.
La gelosia e l'invidia aprono le porte a tutte le cose cattive.
This is what jealousy does in our hearts, observes the Pope. It is a destructive anxiety which cannot tolerate that a brother or sister has something that I have not.
La gelosia porta a uccidere.
Jealousy leads to murder. Envy leads to murder, the Pope says. When some members of a Christian community suffer from envy and jealousy, the Pope reminds us, the community ends up divided, one against the other. When someone cannot stand to see that someone else has something he wishes for himself, Pope Francis says that often the solution is to put the other person down so that I am a bit higher up. And the tool used to do this, the Pope points out, is gossip. In concluding, Pope Francis called for prayer for our Christian communities so that this seed of jealousy will not be sown between us, so that envy will not take root in the heart of our communities. I'm Tracy McClure.